Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world, trying to figure out how to be and bringing you everything I've worked out about that so far in this series 42 on life, the universe and everything. We've covered lots of things so far. It's been very, very interesting to chat about all the things I've worked out about how to be, and we've worked out together. Today, I want to bring you the one that I think is fundamentally walk the pod. That is, pay attention to what's directly in front of you. And it has to do with more than just paying attention to what's directly in front of you. It's also about embracing what's directly in front of you, embracing what's happening to you, and generally making the most of your situation and blooming where you are planted. Something which I've certainly found extremely helpful during the last few years, where I've been making quite a lot of changes in my life. Very excited to talk to you about this today. Welcome along to Walk the Pod. I want to apologise for a short episode yesterday. I really did run out of time. It's just that time of year, December, there's too much going on. It's very, very busy. I've just been to Child 3's, not nativity, but sort of almost an anti-nativity production. Year 5, year 6, very much sort of doing slightly more complex productions than nativities these days. But today I have a little bit more time, and I also looked at all of the episode lengths for the every single series and thought, well, actually, I do more than 10 minutes most days, so I'm going to forgive myself for a 7-minute episode yesterday. Although I do feel bad for shortchanging you. Anyway, pay attention to what's directly in front of you. Here is probably the most important thing that I've learned whilst recording this podcast. Now, it seems to be a fantastically simple idea, pay attention to what's directly in front of you, but actually, if you broaden that out into an entire philosophy, it's like one of the other things we talked about this series, which is that it's very simple, but it's also very profound, which is to be where you are, to enjoy what you have, to embrace everything that happens, amor fati, as the Stoic philosophers used to say. No sniggering at the back, please. And doing the best with what you've got, rather than spending the time wishing for a situation which is in some way better. So I don't know what that makes you think of. You're very welcome to leave me a voice note to include in the rest of the series, because we've got a few episodes left, haven't we? We've got three episodes after today. My goodness. Three episodes after today. And it's Gratitude Tuesday, so being grateful for what's directly in front of us is the key today. How can you do this? Well, I think the very first thing is to go for a walk every day and pay attention to what's directly in front of us. This can help in all kinds of situations. It's very, very helpful when emotions are extremely difficult to deal with, when we are bereaved and grieving, when we are finding people difficult to cope with at work, when we are having a tough time. Paying attention to what's directly in front of us grounds us in the moment, stops us thinking about the past or planning for the future, and encourages us just to be where we are. And can also just be very settling at a time when we feel absolutely distraught, just to simply walk around and notice the wet pavement, the moss growing between the bricks in this wall, and if it helps to say them out loud, just in order to make us focus on what's happening right now. So that's the first part of paying attention to what's directly in front of us. And then the embrace everything part of paying attention to what's directly in front of us comes to us in the form of Stoic philosophy kind of concepts, such as the obstacle is the way, a book by Ryan Holiday, a sort of modern Stoic philosopher, who talks about how we think in terms of what we've planned to do, and we project forward that plan, and we imagine ourselves walking along the path that plan describes. And then when something interrupts it, or something throws it off, or something delays it, we feel very sad. But actually, the obstacles that crop up are showing us what we actually need to do. So rather than pushing relentlessly forward in a direction that we've previously come up with, the obstacle is the way would say, well, actually, when you come up against an obstacle, it's a good opportunity to think, do I actually want to do this? Is this the best way to do this thing that I've planned in the first place? Is it necessary to do this in the first place? And what might the alternative direction to go in be? And a big boulder in our path shows us the real path, which perhaps wiggles off to the side somewhere. And it is very difficult being alive. Sometimes a little bit of wiggling is necessary to get to where we want to get to, or to get to where we get to, which may not be where we want to get to. Douglas Adams famously said, I don't think I got where I was trying to go, but I did get to where I needed to be. So this is the series in which to quote Douglas Adams often. He knew that he may not have reached all the destinations he planned to reach, but he ended up somewhere really, really interesting and completely unique to him. I don't think he could possibly have thought to himself when he was a young man, oh, I want to become Douglas Adams, somebody who wrote a book that was designed to be on the radio like a rock album, and indeed was. I mean, that didn't exist as a job or a vocation when he was young. So sometimes you've got to create your own job, and that's increasingly possible these days. So we learn from Douglas Adams just to follow the obstacles, keep trying to do what we want to do, and find our way to somewhere that we perhaps never even realised was a place we could get to at the beginning. It's absolutely overcast here in Morden, walking along under a big grey cloud. It's actually rained all the way through the night, so I don't know what it's doing hanging like a big ominous grey cloud over me right now, because it's already done an enormous amount of raining. Cannot believe there's a shed ton of rain available to be rained, but it is hanging over me in a particularly ominous fashion. So I'm going to get inside shortly, because I think otherwise I'm going to get very wet. When I stepped out the front door earlier, it was the most beautiful day in the world. I was surprised to find that it was, given the terrible weather that we'd had overnight. Drumming like 1,000 horses, streaming over a hill into a battle it was. And I thought to myself, what on earth is going on here? So it was very, 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 very stormy and tumultuous overnight. And I am struggling to understand how there can possibly be any rain left. But here we are. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been an absolute delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime and enjoy this previously beautiful but now overcast and rather disgusting day. Hope you're having a nice day wherever you are. Hope you're feeling well. Hope you're not feeling too overwhelmed by the impending festivities. And don't forget that it is an option to hold a one-person festival of nope if you want to. The Walk the Pod nope card will be... That's something I'm thinking about as a thing to send out to the poddies so that they can serve a nope card to their friends. And don't forget that your friends will never mind if you say no to something if you need the energy for yourself. That is a perfectly legitimate thing to say to retain the energy for what you need it for, and that may be resting. Sounds funny to say you need energy to rest, but you absolutely do. Sometimes a sit down for 25 minutes and a cup of tea is needed, and no amount of rushing about from one thing to another is going to make anything better. So do play a nope card today if you want to. Do have a festival of nope for yourself whenever you feel the need to, particularly at this very, very busy time of year. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. Try to enjoy this imperfect day, which is now raining on me. And I'll be back with our anti-penultimate episode of this series 42 tomorrow.